Good morning. It's great to, so great to be here. I cannot tell you, the song choices have been perfect. Oh my goodness. All right. So that tells you all about me, pretty much. I usually go on for a minute to sort of let you know who I am, but some of you know me, and some of you know that what I do is let spirit come through me. I have a talk. I have some notes. You won't see me refer to them much. It's just, I have to do that for my ego that gets scared. I have to write some notes and be prepared. But you know, spirit says, you know, I love that you try and do that, but I've got a better plan. So yeah. So what I want to talk about is freedom. We are independent in this country. Do you know that the Dalai Lama once said that the fate of the world rests on the Western woman? Now, there's a reason for that. And not because men are awesome. You know, it's that women here in this country are free. We're free. And that's not the case in all countries. In many of these countries where women are not free, our energy as women are not being shared there. And what's happening on the planet right now is the male and female energies are rebalancing. We're ascending to the fourth and fifth dimensions. We've lived in duality for a very long time. And it was necessary. It was necessary for our evolution to understand some things in this time-space reality. However, we've gleaned all that we needed to glean from being in dualism. And unfortunately, there have been people, powerful people, who have thought that was the path. And so there's a lot of resistance out there for change. But you know, the one thing you're guaranteed when you incarnate in time-space reality, change. That's a guarantee. You're going to have change. It's what we come to do. We may not remember that out of the gate, but yeah. And you know what? We're energetic beings. First and foremost, we are energetic beings. And we, if you know anything about energy, I'm sort of a scientist at heart. That's where I got my start as a kid. I was very curious and science appealed to me. And I tell you what, you cannot contain energy. You can't do it. If you do, what do you get? Dis-ease. Energy blocked is dis-ease on any level, because energy was meant to keep moving and everything is energy. So you can't say, oh, I'm going to hoard this and keep it, because one thing you're doing is you're saying to the universe, I'm afraid there's not enough. Do you see anybody piping anything into our planet right now, supplying more? But we keep producing it. How? Thought and emotion go out into the ethers and the laws of the universe grab them and bring you what you need. Is it what you want? Well, it is if you're deliberate. If you're deliberately thinking and feeling, I promise you, you will have complete control over what's coming. We've wanted that for a long time. I know I have. And when I found the formula, it was like that song, Hallelujah. Oh my gosh. This was the answer, the piece. You know, science of mind is awesome. And Dr. Holmes, he was so far ahead of his time. But he talked very briefly and in such small amounts in the science of mind text about our sixth sense, which is our emotions, our feelings. We didn't come here by accident. with the ability to feel every emotion known to man. Those emotions are your guidance. And there's no bad one. Lots of people disagree with that. Because when we're sad or we're angry or we're frustrated, it feels awful. Guess what? It's supposed to. It's supposed to. It's supposed to feel awful so that you go, wait a minute. This isn't the way Source sees this. I'm seeing it from a perspective that opposes God. That's why I feel like crap. And that's what we need to remember. Our emotions are guiding us in or out of alignment with spirit all the time, 24/7. It never turns off. It's been with you since you were born and it will be with you forever. It's the most important thing we can remember as humans. And you know, we all had to go through the amnesia. I think that's stopping now. I think our babies are coming in clear, connected, and they're coming into parents' homes that understand. And so they're not having to be absorbing the beliefs of their parents that take them away from knowing who they are. There's a lot of parents out there now with babies that they, from the get-go, they're saying, you are creator. This is your life. I'm here to observe. You're my teacher. And yes, I'll be happy to help you along the way. But oh gosh, I am thrilled to see that we are going to explore the world through your eyes, your clear, unfog, perfect. This is what we're doing, our generations here. We're breaking chains. We're breaking chains by waking up and realizing that many of the things our parents taught us, well-meaning people, were lies. Because they taught you what they knew and what their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, it's just been what's come down the pipeline until we came to wake up people and remember ourselves. Now, the journey to that, we've all had pretty interesting paths, haven't we? Yeah. When you look back, I mean, no one would know who I am today looking at who I was back then. And that's perfect. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're evolving and changing. You know, you're different today than you were yesterday. You're not who you are today that you were even yesterday. Cellularly, emotionally. I mean, we have choice to wake up in the morning and keep thinking the thoughts that brought us pain. And it'll bring you more. Because the law is consistent. You cannot buck the current. Dr. Holmes called it the law of mind. Abraham Hicks calls it law of attraction. There's a law. Any way you want to cut it, it's like gravity. You can't see it, but it's there and it's on 24/7. And when you learn to work within its parameters, life gets really sweet quick. It really does. And you can prove it to yourself over and over again. You know, we've all had those days where we woke up late and we meant to be somewhere. So automatically we're in this kind of agitated rush mode right out of coming out of sleep. What do you think that's going out into the ethers to create for you for the rest of the day if you stay with that? I promise you're going to get up, you're going to stub your toe, your dog's going to tip over the food and make a mess. I mean, it's going to keep bringing more of the same. Why? Because you're powerful and you're putting out energy that is bringing you exactly what you're vibrating. I'm sorry, you got to own it. The good, the bad, the ugly, you are creating it. It's all you. And so There's no one to blame. And for years, centuries, what have our parents and those before them done? Pointed the finger out there. It's them. If they would be different, I could be happy. If our government did this, 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 I could be happy. Oh, bullpucky. Happy is up to you. It's in here. It's accessible at any moment. Joy, peace, love. You can start your day there every day. Decide, decide, decide. You are the chooser. That's where your power is. What are you thinking? We can't. It would be near impossible to monitor our thoughts. 60 to 90,000 of them a day. And 85% of which are repetitive. And 80%, they figure, are negative. That's pretty crappy thought processing. And it's coming from people who are unconscious. We are not. We choose. We decide. We wake up and we say, good morning, spirit. Let's have some fun. What are we going to create today? What are we going to do? And put out there from the get-go, it's going to be fun or forget it. It's got to be good. It's got to have joy in it. It's got to have love in it. It's going to be that. And watch it show up day after day after day. Prove to yourself how powerful you are. Because honest to goodness, nobody's holding anything back from us but us. Sad to say, but so true. There is a piece to awakening, well, several pieces, I think, to awakening that are important. They're very important. And you have to have made these realizations and then own them in order to be a truly, truly powerful creator. So Dr. Holmes talks about this realization. I'd like to share it with you. I have partnership with the infinite that is steady, strong, and certain. This same presence I feel in everyone else, the one companion of all. I am guided by this presence. I am guarded by it. Not that anyone needs guarding. You're as safe as can be. The only reason we need guarding is if we think we're needing guarding, right? You are creating it. So, I mean, Dr. Holmes, God bless him, but he was evolving too. You know, he puts in some things sometimes that I think, not today. I'm kept in the shadow of its strength. I'm fed by the bounty of its love. I'm guided by its wisdom. This presence is closer to me than my breath, nearer to me than my hands and feet. Therefore, I have no sense of loneliness, no feeling of isolation, because all the presence there is my companion. So the first big realization is God, something bigger and more powerful and more infinite than any of us can wrap our human minds around. And I don't care what you call it. You could call it the oak tree in your front yard. If that's where you feel your higher power resides, God bless you. Go for it. It doesn't matter, in other words, as long as you know there is a higher power and it is for you. Always. No matter what comes down your path, you got to know first, this is good for me. It looks like hell, but it's good for me. Come on. Come on. Bring it on. I know there's something in here I have to learn and realize and grow from, and it's for my highest and best, or it wouldn't be here. That's the direction that sets you in such a peaceful place, because you know God's with me every moment and guiding me, inspiring me, If you have a moment where you feel uninspired, just stop. If it's important you feel connected, just stop. Breathe 3 long breaths. Seriously, just. And as you breathe in, remember, you're breathing in inspiration. It's not called that by accident. And allow it to come in. 3 solid breaths. And when you exhale, release all the tension. Consciously let it go. You do that 3 times, and I swear to goodness, you're going to say, I feel better now. I might not feel 100% joyful, but it lifted me a little bit. And that's the direction I want to go. Because I'm sad to say, the emotional scale is very accurate. If you've ever looked at it, it starts at love and appreciation and joy. This comes from Esther and Jerry Hicks and Abraham. And at the very bottom, of course, is despair and depression. Okay. Everything in between, right? Well, basically, our alignment with God is when we choose to reside in 7 and above, which is above boredom. Now, people look at boredom and think, well, that's a bad thing. No. First of all, there's no bad emotion. Secondly, boredom is, if you feel bored, get excited. Because I promise you, spirit has got so much. You have put so much into your vibrational vortex or place of desire, and it's being held there and tended to by God, by spirit, by love. And it is so powerfully focused there that that's what draws you to it. You keep feeling the pull because you've created something out there. It's not going to let you forget you want. Desires don't go away, kids. You can't have a desire and expect, well, I just won't ever get around to that. Well, maybe not if you keep that attitude, but if you have a desire, spirit's going to find a way to get you to it. It's what we're designed to do, you see. This is another big piece. You can't only realize that there's God. You've got to trust that guidance that comes in. And how do you know good guidance from, say, skewed programming guidance? The way it feels. That's all you need. Listen to what comes in. If it feels great, even interesting, you are on track. If you're feeling the least bit negative emotion, that is not spirit communicating to you. It's something else. Maybe your mother, maybe your, you know, but we got all that in there, you know, it all gets in there. So, but the thing is, you can feel inspiration coming from God because it feels lovely. It feels uplifting. It feels like, maybe that would be cool. You know, there's a curiosity and an enthusiasm, a joy to it. That's how you know. It's not difficult. We've got to trust the law. Law is law is law is law. Work within its parameters. You're good to go. But it's when you buck it that we get in trouble. You know, we got to work with, just like you couldn't say, to heck with it, I'm going to the top of this building and I'm going to jump and I'm going to fly. Now, if you had every cell in your body believing that, and that includes all your old memory, you would fly. But the chances are the subconscious is going to pop in there and go, you can't do this. You're going to crash to your death. And what will happen? Right. So learning to wholly embrace your power. Own it. Keep owning it. It takes time. It takes time to really get and feel and know. But if you practice, it will come. I promise it will come. All right. Our job then, how we were designed, why we're here, is to know what we want and why. Well, how many of you were raised in homes where your mother and father said, you got to have a plan. You got to know what's going on. You got to know where you're going. Oh, are you going to college? What are you going to do with that? And what are you going to do after that? And are you going to get a job? And are you going to, it was know how, where, when, and who, which is not our job. But they didn't know. So they got so wrapped up and balled up in trying to control the outer. Most of them became really sadly victims, unconscious victims. There's really no victims in the world, not a single one, because we're all creating, whether we know it or not. So it's, are you aware you're a victim or are you an unconscious victim? You're neither. You're a powerful creator. Are you using your tools or are you not using your tools? And if you're not using your tools, you may end up a victim. No one's fault but your own. It's a tough one sometimes to swallow. We're this powerful. But I can just not stress it enough. You are creating your life exactly, and you can change whatever you don't like about it. But you got to put in the time and the effort a little bit. It's really a labor of love. Always, always. So Source works not only for us, but through us. And it comes through us through that inspiration and that phone call that came out of the blue, or that friend you met in the coffee shop unexpectedly, who said, do you know, you need to talk to, this is spirit working through you. You get that hit. Oh, don't go right, go left. You always go right, but you get that hit, go left. Trust it, go left. I'm telling you, our intuition is the inspiration, and we've got to, it's like any muscle, you know, you want to get stronger, you want to train your intuition. It's your connection to spirit. And my gosh, it grows stronger and stronger and stronger right before your eyes. It'll be amazing. So we have a choice at all times. If you feel your way, you will always have a joyful life. Now, will things come out of left field? Of course, because sadly, we're not those newborn babies in the arms of mommy and daddy who are going to help them stay connected. We didn't get that. So our programming is going to take us out of disconnect time and time again. The really good news is the more you stay with this decision to feel and stop going to your brain so much for answers, go to your heart, put your hands right on it. When you've got a big decision, please give me what I need. And if nothing comes, not time. You got to accept that. Don't push it. Let the inspiration come, and it will. Now, it may come in an unexpected way. The doorbell rings and your neighbor says, hey, come on over for this. And all of a sudden you're in a conversation with your neighbor and there's the answer you were looking for. Let yourself be guided by the way you feel. And Source is going to take you around all the obstacles in your path. Sometimes you run smack into them. And that's okay. And sometimes we get knocked down and we stay down a while. That's okay too. You got to feel what you feel. You know, you can't, as a human being, it's part and parcel. We have to have the entire guidance system within us. We have to be able to take those feelings and process them. And let them guide us. Am I in alignment with Source, or am I moving out of alignment with Source by the way I feel? That's independence. That's freedom to create your life exactly the way you want to create it. And we finally, our generation, is the word's getting out. People are waking up. You see it. I see it in Walmart. You know, I go in with the intention of I am pure love and light coming through this store. Like I am owning this store with love and light. I am walking through the door with so much love and light that everyone, whether they're conscious, awake, aware, nothing, they're gonna feel it. And they do. I actually, a month ago, had a man, I'd say he was in his 70s. I'm looking at birdseed and I get a tap on the shoulder. And he says to me, "What tribe are you with?" And I said, "I am not a Native American, though I've studied a lot of their teachings and I honor their teachings and I love them, love them." He said, and he stepped back when he said it, he stepped back. He goes, "You're scaring me." And I thought to myself, oh, so I went into like hyper mode. I went, "Oh, well, that's the last thing on earth I meant to do. I want you to know, I really love everybody." He goes, "I know, that's what's scaring me." He could feel it. Now, this came out of someone's mouth to prove to me, you can own any room with your love and light. And you can decide how to draw from other people their highest and best. And you know how you do it? You start looking for it. Looking for the good in everyone, everything. See it, look for it, find it, feel it out. Because the love and light's in everybody. So many people have just forgotten to the point where they really don't remember what it feels like to feel good. Oh, that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because God never intended that. Spirit wants us all to live in joy and love and peace. It's just so who we are. And when we're not doing that, we suffer. But our suffering is self-imposed so often. So often. So I know I'm speaking to the choir. You all know this stuff. It's good to have it kind of refreshed, though. So many times, it's just like the other song that was played perfectly. Remember, we forget. We remember, we forget. That's part two of this human experience, I'm afraid. It's just the way we were designed. And it's okay, because I look at it this way. If I forget, there's a reason. Again, everything's for my highest and best, right? Everything, that is everything. That forgetting has some good purpose for me. Maybe when I remember at that point, it will be the last time I forget. Wouldn't that be amazing? Yeah, it's a goal. It's something to strive for. But again, we're human, so I'm not so sure that that's part of our deal. It's okay, though. We can never beat ourselves up on anything for anything. Love yourself through it all. When you feel like you want to say, "Oh, you stupid," over something, maybe you dropped something and broke it, stop yourself and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to say you're stupid. You're not. You're not." I mean, really work through any negativity that's going on against you from you. You know, just as they said earlier too, loving yourself is the key. Because let's look at it this way, and I'll finish with this one reading that is all about love from Ernest. We are pure love. And when we are being that, we thrive. And no one can take it away from you. It's kind of an innate gift that you just got to remember over and over as you forget. Just remind yourself. Let us say daily, "I am one with the love of God. I am one in the love of God with all people. My love goes out to everyone, and I know that it is returned from everyone. Overlooking everything that might seem to deny this divine benevolence, I trust that infinite love will guide and protect me in everything. And I counsel my own soul to show forth this love in such a manner that it shall be embraced and warm the hearts of humanity. Daily I affirm that the love governs all humanity into pathways of peace and joy. Daily I affirm that love goes before me and makes the way plain and happy. And daily I affirm that my own love is renewed and rekindled by that great and vast love in which I am immersed. That love is God. And so it is. Thank you.